When is the last time you took a flight? The pandemic has kept tens of millions of us grounded for at least a year. And in this age of COVID, your experience at the airport is going to be different. In short, you're going to have to do a lot of things yourself that airline employees used to do for you.
Steve Carrelly is Executive Vice President of Bethesda-based K2 Security Screening Group. And as a former high-ranking TSA official, he tells Dimitri the basics still apply at the airport. You must wear a face mask and you must keep 6 feet away from others.
Let's start as you enter the airport and you're going to go check your bag. That starts with some new technologies. A lot of the airlines have implemented kiosks. Kiosks aren't new, but how you actually use the kiosks have changed a little bit, where now you're starting to use your telephone where you're going to scan your boarding pass and it'll automatically come up with your information. What's different there is you want to be able to print out your bag tag and put it onto your bag and put it into the system. Before, the airline attendant did that. But now with the new kiosk, that allows you to actually print out that bag tag, put it on your bag, and insert it into the system. Additionally, if you have to talk to an attendant, you'll see a bunch of acrylic barriers now, so the plastic barriers. And what they're trying to do is just limit that passenger-employee interaction.
Okay, Steve, so we've tagged our luggage. Now on to security. What's that going to be like?
You're going to see the same thing. You're going to see some acrylic barriers there where your TSA agent to take a look at your ID to make sure you're supposed to be where you're supposed to be. You'll have an acrylic barrier there. You also have new technology there. Before, it was a transportation security officer that was actually looking at your ID and they were scanning your boarding pass. They would ask for your boarding pass. They would take it in their hands and scan it and they'd verify the information. Now, all that manual process is going to be done automatically through new technology called CAT. You're going to insert your ID, your driver's license, into the machine. The machine will read it, verify that your license is a valid license, and it'll start talking to the systems behind the scenes to make sure you're a valid passenger. The passenger is controlling all of that themselves now without the TSO interaction. Also, at the checkpoint, you're going to see new technology called computed technology X-ray that would actually screen your carry-on bag. The new part of that is now you can leave your electronics and other things in your bag. You don't have to take it out. So you have less handling by the transportation security officer, as well as you'll have less false alarms, I'll call it, so that the secondary bags are less in happening. So therefore, your interactions with the TSOs are less, as well as you're being more efficient getting through that whole process. Additionally, at the checkpoint, you may see new systems that, if you recall, the bins that you put your bags in, people are touching that all the time. There's technology out there now that use UVC lights, and the bins go through this technology, and basically it will minimize the pathogens that could be on those bins, and therefore safer to use. As you're going to the gate now, or going through the terminal, the same thing happens, right? You have more of that social distancing at the concessions. You'll see more of the ordering online, i.e. on your phone, and then just picking it up so you're not going to the concession themselves. So there's a lot of things from a process perspective as well as a technology perspective that has changed.
That's former TSA official Steve Carrelly, now Executive Vice President of Bethesda-based K2 Security Screening Group, joining us on Skype.